This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Digital Transformation Unit, Grand Bahama News, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
And gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company. Get out of my dreams. Get into my pocket. Talk to me. Somebody talk to me. It is wild. What we do? I had to do that. I was thinking about the thing all morning. I should have been playing some Billy Ocean today. Guys, I hope you're doing good. It's a beautiful day out there. Absolutely gorgeous. I got my son riding with me today. You know, he's out of school. So he's here with me. And trying to slam my truck into thing. He didn't think I was going to talk about this, but he is wilding out. I love him. I love him. The boy does sleep with his license in his pocket. I love him. You don't want me to talk about this. Oh, my God, my daddy, I can't believe it. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're doing good. I hope you're doing well. The line's going to be wide open today. It's you and I. Me, you, and Irene today is going to be chopping it down and being able to get into this conversation about national growth, development, and everything that's in the paper today. So let's make this thing happen. You know the numbers. So we're going to put it out there real early so we can get this thing started and get the ball rolling. Before we do so, let's be as decent as possible and be able to shout out all those persons who are being able to do some great stuff with us. You're good, decent people. Thank all the sponsors that remain committed and steadfast in being able to support us in what we do here at the Foundation. I want to read something in your hearing. It says, calling all junior and senior high school students, you can win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For the junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For the senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, Email your essay along with your name, your school, and the grade level, as well as your parents' contact information. Email alpha@platoalpha.com. By February 22nd, September 22nd. Where did February come from? September 22nd. That's only a couple days, guys. So the winners will be announced on Guardian Radio by September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're doing wild things out there. I hope you guys are participating. And if you know you ain't in high school, you're out here thinking about these things and having this particular stuff, I want to be very clear with you as we do this, right? I want to be very clear with you as we're doing this, guys. I want to thank you so much for kind of tuning in. Listen, you don't have to write the essay for your child. Baby, I think you should say this. My God, you know your mom could use my iPad right now. Write it like this. Yeah, submit. No. Let your kids get involved. Let your kids get involved. I think too much times we kind of spoon feed our kids into this into a position, you know, you already caused them to kind of hump over, right? Not necessarily having the strength to stand strong with a vertebrae to be able to move into the future. You keep spoon feeding them. They never leave the nest. They never do these things. So make sure that you can be able to encourage them. And if they don't do it, hey, Bala, that's on you, right? I want to be able to say good afternoon to my good guys out there at AFS Insurance and Brokers right there on 407 Blue Hill South. You can be able to get them. They can assist you with all manner of things as it relates to insurance. Make sure you reach out to my good guy, Ethric Bow. Let him know that Howard sent you down there, and we can be able to do something very, very, very nice for you. AFS Insurance and Brokers, they are the guys. You know where they are. They are just east of Super Value, right? Right, just east of Super Value on Blue Hill Woods South. It's Orange Building. They'd be more than happy to assist you. 341-1AFS, they'd be more than happy to assist you down there. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Some wild stuff is in the paper. I don't know about you, but for me, I keep scratching my head trying to go over this thing. And it feels like something out of a movie, right? Pick up your Guardian newspaper and check the story out. So it says, man, toddler dead in unusual event. The witnesses say that the landlord was on the attack before death. Some stuff is wilding out to me. I don't understand. I really don't understand. And I think that this is one of those, you know, unsolved mysteries that we need to be able to find more information out. And it's very vague. The police report was very vague. The police report that came out of Grand Bahama was also extremely vague about the gentleman that on Saturday morning was laying in the road at 5 a.m. and someone rolled over him. Did you read that report? Did you guys? I get the report every morning. Someone rolled over this guy at 5 a.m., eventually stopped, came back, and found out the guy was lifeless. I don't understand. Why would you be laying in the road at 5 a.m.? Something is going on that is bananas. I'm getting a bunch of voice notes and people say, yeah, I think God sent me at least 58 of them. It's just way too much, Garth. You need to stop. Shouts out to Garth, wherever you are. Garth is on vacation, being able to do a great deal of things. You know, he would normally be with me. But he sent me a bunch of them. And people are saying things like, Charlie, here one loud slam. These are people that are out in the, I think it's northeast of the island. Sound like something hit my roof. A loud slam. Sound like somebody was walking on the roof at 3, 4 o'clock. This is what I'm hearing. Voice notes, different persons proclaiming the exact same thing, saying that they had the exact same experience. What is happening? Is it me? Or can our conspiracy theory kind of creep away from just flat earthers and saying that there is something afoot? Are you okay with having these conversations? If not, I'm not going to fight you. The lines are wide open today. Let's talk the way that we talk and be able to make this thing happen. Strong support for Bahamians being allowed to gamble in the casino. Public Domain did several parts to that particular question when they were asking about the strength of the Prime Minister. Or it was between, I think, May 3rd and the 15th of this year when public domain with Imwali Raming would have been able to do strategically and methodically, I suppose, based upon this digitized approach to identify a sector, segment of society to be able to identify, you know, the majority of us, how we feel about this particular thing. And a lot of persons between the ages of 18 and 34, they gave a high percentage of yes of the fact that they can definitely, people should be able to go into the casino and vote. And says, but the 55 age plus group are least favored, with only 46% saying yes. That means that 54% said no. And you could see the stark contrast between the conditionings of both eras and times. You could see the that the youth with this liberal concept and idea in the age and space of instant gratification, they care nothing about what some old man said yesteryear, wrapped in some level of segregation and discrimination. They care nothing about that. To the point that I told you, we talked about this before, who cares about color? It's all about productivity. Whether you're black, white, or green, these people have opened the world to aliens. You are wilding out. And they're content with it. Listen, you can be an alien. We don't have a problem. What are you going to do? What are you going to contribute? Are you going to bring new technology? We need to get things done. That's where we are. Capitalism has washed our minds away. We care nothing about nothing unless it's supporting our efforts to get forward. This is wild. Guys, I want you to give me a call today. Boy dies from dengue fever. Official says a 9-year-old boy died from dengue fever. Chief Medical Officer Pearl McMillan said yesterday he presented with viral type illnesses, but did not continue with the care that was provided. And unfortunately, he succumbed to the illness. This is very important that we look at these particular things and know where we are as it relates to being able to get rid of those things around your house, man. Things have changed. And I think that this is why yesterday, remember yesterday, if you were listening to the show, I went to a very sharp commercial break. I got a telephone call from my baby's school, my son, my youngest son. And I saw the thing lick off. I said, well, what could be going on here? So they said to me, he doesn't feel well. Now, you remember I told you the other day he didn't feel well because of the little asthma? But what happened is that I did some little guarding around the front of the entrance of the home. So we were just all the dust and everything kind of kicked up, and that probably flared him up or whatever, right? But he's good. He's really good. I got a couple of calls this morning. How's your son? He's good. He's very good, all right? He's making me sick again. So he's great. Once he makes me sick, I know that he's good. He jumps all over me. Daddy, I want the Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol movie's coming out September 29th. This dude, he's freaking right out. He wake up this morning, said, Daddy, I had a great dream last night. I said, really? What did you dream? So he says, I dream you carried me to the movies. I said, you need to stop it, sir. You need to stop it, right? So he's doing good. But during this kind of a time that we're in right now, as the seasons change, what I like to do is kind of do a deep clean, right? Whether it's spring cleaning, whether it's autumn cleaning, whenever the seasons change, you want to be able to do that. My wife already started saying, well, let's the Sahara dust, you know. Girl, if you don't stop talking foolishness, and let's clean these screens, clean your fans, clean the whole thing, and get yourself prepared. If you guys are suffering from any of those things, you want to do that. Make sure you do a deep clean in your space. I'm sure that there are some companies out there who haven't come on with us just yet to Small Business Thursdays, but they're out there, and if you are out there, you should give me a call. Because this is the time to clean. All those old tires that you have around the building, all those old tires that you have around your spaces, all those buckets that have been collecting water, got tadpoles in it, things swimming and so forth, make sure you get rid of those things. Get somebody to cut your grass. Get somebody to clean up your area. Throw away them old garbage. The garbage on the side of the garbage, which you never move. Make sure you get rid of these things, please. Because we don't want to see another outbreak. Our health system cannot deal with any of this stuff. So make sure that you can be able to get all those things clean and we can be able to chop those things down and be able to do like that. Arawak X is in the paper today talking about facing solvency issues and being able to make some things happen. So, oof, wow, you got to be able to get some stuff done in those areas. DRC, you guys should come and sit with me. If you want to talk about that, let's let me know so we could know where we are. Because for the interest of the public and those people who invest in this, who committed themselves to believing in this particular company, for all the companies that are coming behind you that understand the principles associated with crowdfunding and being able to lead, follow by your lead, they need to know that you're strengthened. They need to know the SWOT analysis of your organization, the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats. In this article, you indicate that Arawak X is extremely transparent. So in the spirit, in the midst of that transparency, we extend an invitation to you to come and talk to us about what's going on over at Arawak X. As the foundation is committed to it, and we thank you for your support, but most importantly, the entire public, those locally and abroad, Bahamians, locals, are committed to seeing Arawak X stay afloat. So we'd like to be able to know more about what's happening. And we know that the SCB is also in the paper saying that you say some disparaging stuff. Just for clarity purposes and in the spirit of decency, we know you're as good, decent Christian people. Come give us a call and be a part of the conversation so we can know where we're going from here. Sands is also in the paper. I mean, you could be able to pick up the paper, guys. This is the Tribune. It says, Sands accused the government of victimizing women. I want to start here. The FNM National, the Free National Movement chairman, Dwayne Sands, says, accused the government of systematically terminating women civil servants, calling it an example of the Davis's administration assault on women. I think this is absolutely bananas. This is where I want to start today. I think this is absolutely bananas. I'm talking about big bananas, Donkey Kong bananas. This is crazy. Let's go deeper. So it says, these comments came after the Nassau Guardian recently reported Immigration Director Keturah Ferguson is alleged to be placed on leave and then retired, with former Director of Immigration William Pratt set to take the post. What is even further bananas to me is that, oh, how we forget so quickly. When, what's her name, Darnell Osborne? Someone talk to me. My God, I see your eyebrow just gone up. Over at BPL, couldn't even get makeup without the former deputy prime minister of the country saying that $750 for her makeup, that she had to been dragged through court from an organization that she supported from she was a child. It is bananas that politics has caused you to be oblivious to what really matters. I think this is bananas that you would willing to wage a civil war in our country politically, through the lens of politics, for the purposes of being able to expedite your political desires. I think it is absolutely bananas and is wrong. And it's poor that if this is your strategy to say that the PLP going against women, the PLP, an organization that just supported, man, listen to me, it make me sound like I support the PLP. I just want, I got to hold back on this. But the organization support, under the FNM administration, y'all, it's funny. Under the FNM administration, Lanisha's still going through hell right now. Talk to me. But Keisha Parker, in her particular capacity that ascended eventually to the cabinet of the Bahamas, did nothing but was a token. Pretty face, smiling, no power, no autonomy. I think this is absolutely bananas and disingenuous. I keep inviting you to come and sit with me. I keep inviting you. I didn't invite you. But I think we have to have a very transparent conversation, because just like the statistics indicate in Mwale's layout, that those between the ages of 18 and 74, they care nothing about your old-style politics, your old-style discriminatory concepts and ideas that segregated society. No one cares about that. Everyone wants to get to productivity. and to have a conversation that pull us back into an age and era that most of us wasn't even born. All we know is our women moving forward, for the most part, especially in the 80s, under the auspices and leadership of the PLP. I think it's bananas. Guys, be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text 422-4796. Politics will be the death of this country. Your perpetual desire to be able to shimmy yourself in a position of social recognition for 15 minutes of limelight will be the detriment of this country. And every generation after, who now is opening their minds, watch me, to critical thinking will dispel you, your mindset, and your organization. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back after this.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon roundtable discussion. You are a part of the panel today. Please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Ireland, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. I'm exhausted. Can I say that? I think I can. And I'm going to. I'm extremely exhausted with this regressive type politics that exists in this country. Though your aspirations are great to be able to move to the pinnacle of leadership in this country, as you articulate your posture and desire to move forward, you continue to drag us back into the Stone Ages. The thing is absolutely bananas and extremely exhausting. I think we need to be very clear about what's happening in this country. But unless and until people stop stretching you out in a political party's headquarters when you're dead, I don't think anything will change in this country, because people aspire to that. They aspire to be stretched out in their colors, full regalia, before they go down. It's a wild thing to me. So your allegiance is blind to nationalism. In the conversation with Jeff Lloyd the other day, Jeff started to talk about this sort of an idea for being able to ensure that education is the crux. And I said, what about financial education? He started to talk about the steps that he would have taken under his administration to identify financial literacy. There was a program or group that came to him, pitched him a concept, and it was supposed to be a pilot program. I can't remember if he told me where this pilot was kicked off at. And he said that this education was supposed to be a pilot program to give children at the third grade an opportunity to see more money than more than just spending, but make it to understand that it's about investment, it's about saving, it's about other things. And so they have these incremental steps to show you what your money is about. And so I said to him, but that should have been accompanied by a concept similar to talk about nationalism. Because I will never forget being in 8 Mile Rock at Martintown in the middle of the field. I could never forget this because this was the introduction for me. In the middle of the field by the flagpole in the third grade. Was I in the third grade? In the third grade, because I missed the second grade. I broke my leg. I was out of school the entire year, the entire term. In the third grade, Mr. Jalkinis was my teacher. And we were on a break. And I suppose this was election season. And so when we got there, some of the kids from Jonestown and other places say, Howard, y'all is FNM. We is PLP. I couldn't understand what the hell they were talking about. What do you mean y'all is FNM? We was what? We is what? And no one told me this. No one told me this in my family. And I was educated by young children like me to tell me who I am. Not through the lens of nationalism in this country, not through a position of education and exposure to say who we are, where we are, but through politics. And that still exists today. Politicians would do nothing to eradicate that mindset because it supports them. They could aspire to be stretched out in your political organization, in your headquarters, when they eventually die. So they become sycophants, and that's what you want. But it's bringing the country down to naught. You continue in a traditional mindset to perpetuate the idea of reading, writing, arithmetic, and reject the idea of critical thinking. Because this is not critical thinking for me. I've often spoke about Dr. Sands in a positive light when it comes to his profession. And I can't stop doing that because this man is world renowned. When he had an opportunity to be able to sit with me on Patio Politics and even on my various platforms, I mean, I was blown away by his astute posture and position and the recognition that he got. You know how much calls I get when I interview Dr. Sands? I'm talking about all over. Howard, it was a great interview. Oh my God, Dr. Sands was so good. Oh my God, Dr. Sands was excellent. This is on Patio Politics. You could go check it out right now. It was an absolutely mind-boggling. I didn't know some things about the man. I understood then why he had a two-edged sword as it relates to his surgical knife and his commitment to these things. Start to talk about how he's in, I think he was in Chicago. Was it Chicago or Detroit? One or the other. But it was riddled with crime at the time. And he learned hands-on trauma. And then when he came back home in the 90s, he was dealing with all this stuff. This man is the best at what he does from a professional standpoint. And then when he had to make a decision to be able to step into politics, because he started to articulate his strength and what needed to happen at the Princess Margaret Hospital and how the facilities needed. You remember this stuff. You remember this? And how the facilities needed to be able to be upgraded and how things needed to be done. And then, boom, Hubert Ingram getting his ass. You remember this? And rightfully so, I think he's a brilliant mind. But the transition into politics showed that you need to start this political thing off early. That exposure and proximity to it has nothing to do. That's just theoretical. You need to be able to get your hands dirty and get your boots dirty as it relates to politics. You need to walk the track from you were a child. And I believe that he exposed you to those things, and he called a great deal of names of persons that he sat under the feet of, but your surgical knife far surpasses your political capabilities. And I mean that with the greatest degree of respect. I don't mean that disparagingly. Sometimes in life we have to choose. That's just it. And I know that they're not like the sand at the seashore or that rock at the seashore, at the bay. They don't erode with time. They don't. You forget about it because you don't necessarily travel that way. But as soon as something is troubled in your spirit, you remember, I won't do this. And your strength and vitality is returned to be able to move in that direction. But politics and any professional thing that has to do with something that is bigger than you should always be aligned, in my personal view, can I say this? In my personal view, with purpose. You were called, Dr. Sands. You were called to the doctorate, to the medical profession. You were called to that. You were born for that. You are born for that. This is what you do. And we love you. And there are many people in this country right now, I don't care if they FNM or PLP, if they have an issue that is under your expertise, they want you right now. Right now. And so I need to let you know that I need to shower you with the accolades of your capability and where your strength, undeniable strength, exists. But politically, my brother, with the greatest degree of respect, this is shaky. To be able to levy this concept, even if we see this, statesmen, diplomats will not say this and not structure it in a way that can contrast society, especially in a time and a season when we need unification. Someone talk to me. I can't even get no amen. You're fighting me. What the preachers say, I preaching better than you clapping. In a time where the country needs unifying, to be able to find the strength of our conviction to push forward for what we know is coming down the pipeline. And not that pipeline which each political organization and administration stuff with these superficial jobs. I'm talking about the global pipeline, the economic calamity that exists around the corner, the unsurety of our position, the kind of an idea of where people are saying, another pandemic is coming. We already have the vaccine. You are wilding out. You don't even know what the pandemic is yet. You're trying to kill us. Things are coming down the pipeline. And you're messing around with politics? This can take care of itself. Unless and until you could be able to identify you, no holds barred, irrefutably, as a man that stands clandestine in a position prepared to be able to do as he is purposed, then, you know, you're a little wavery. We talked about this when you were in the cabinet of the Bahamas and how you had to make a decision to be able to either fall on you. You had two swords. We talked about, I did the show with this. I said, Dr. Sands has two swords. There is a pristine double-edged sword perpetually sharpened. That is his professional sword. He could wield that thing like a fencer. You have no idea. You think Zorro hit you with that. This is what's said about you regionally and internationally as it relates to your surgical capability. And then there's this Excalibur that you can't seem to get out of the rock. That's your political sword that you've been wrestling with for a while. Dr. Sands, don't think that I get down on you. I get to be able to talk like this today. Because it's not only you, there are a great deal of politicians that don't have the wherewithal. Your caliber has continued to deplete in this country. These men and women can't even articulate a vision, a concept, or words. It's bananas. all you are is a silhouette of a human being that's being able to fill words what leadership tells you to do. That's bananas. You have no passion for your constituency. You have no passion for your area. These are the politicians that exist, most of them today. I listen to y'all. You come on the TV, look half drunk. Man, listen, I can't even get away, man. Y'all need to stop today. I'm getting wild. I'm wilding out. I need to pull back. Your eye bloodshot red. You're speaking to the people of the Bahamas. You never acknowledge your constituents. You have gone past these things. You continue to ascend based upon your proximity to power. And you have no passion for people. How y'all getting politics? How? How? And if this is the caliber of people that are leading our country going forward, can there be any expectation for change? I doubt it. I doubt it. When our politicians, whether those that oppose or those that sit in the seat of leadership, as the administration, as the governing body of this country, take on a position to speak in any manner that seeks to segregate and separate a society already fragmented, then we have to question whether or not you should be there. This can't be good for politics. I do not believe that this is what the PLP is doing. I do not believe that this is victimization. I do not believe that. Why, Howard? Well, first and foremost, women have already had it hard. They know that. Their mothers have told them, baby, you have to watch yourself how you're dealing with these things. Be smart. It's no coincidence that girls mature and develop faster than men. They're forced to. They like the pear that you take off the tree, put it in a brown paper bag, and you got to put that in the cupboard in a dark place. You force them ripe. They're forced to. They have a responsibility to be able to prepare themselves. If they don't get a head start, they don't get no start at all. Someone talk to me. That's women in this society, laced and laden with misogyny. A woman is to be seen and not heard. This is what exists in this society. And so they get their education. And oh my God, all they were supposed to do is get their education. They never supposed to attach any aspirations behind that. But as soon as they aspire to something, you say, okay, baby, I'll give you a chance. You forget that, eh? You forget when Carl Kummer said that? I call him right away. I say, Carl, I could have write these things better than this for y'all. You can't tell a woman. And right after he beat me, 18 votes to 8,000. I can't remember what you get. It was well over 100. Right after he beat me, he says, and we can give the women and young people a chance. You remember this? Somebody talked to me. I thought this was wild. I say, you can't. We can give a woman a chance. You can't say I can give a woman a chance. What do you mean? As though you have this proverbial key that you just loosed. It's all right. Five of y'all come out now and then lock the door back. You don't do that. Not in a free and democratic society that we continue to be able to project to the world. You don't do that. And now it's coming back again. The PLP victimizing women. Stop it. We've talked about the Freedom of Information Act being in the pockets of leadership in this country. And if the Free National Movement has identified strategic bodies to put in specific places to ensure that you can always be able to have the information accessible to you, you need to stop it. Stop it. We know this politics. And we know every administration in the 5 years that they have needs to do the best they can swiftly to move towards their objectives. And if they're being stifled, they have the autonomy to shuffle according to their desires. You know that. The Constitution gives us opportunity to do that. Why murky the political water, the social water, by saying something like this? Bananas to me. Absolutely bananas to me. I just won't be able to be very clear about that. The next generation cares nothing about the segregation, about the victimization, about the misogyny of yesterday. They care only about productivity and opportunity for them to acquire something in their lives, in their lifetime. And if your political organization, your articulation and posture is not supporting that futuristic move, then I think it's time to get out of the way. Someone say something to me. Let me read a couple of these texts. So it says, this is Howard Sands talking about discrimination of women, but PLP, by PLPs. This the first time in 40 years that no FNM woman in parliament. Discrimination, call hypocrisy and pathetic. There's a text that's coming through. It says, to use the narrative that the other party is guilty of the same thing that you are accusing you of is a juvenile argument. The fact is that victimizing women or anyone is wrong, no matter who does it. Howard, you sound like a sill. I don't know what this sill is, but you text me back and tell me what it is. Call out wrong, period. I think that's what I was doing. My responsibility is to provide you an example. The most recent example that I can remember. And I did so. Not to contrast, you did it, they did it. But to say that, oh, how we so quick to forget. That if your conviction can be able to speak to you in opposition about what is wrong, but when you're in government, why didn't you say something about it? That's my position. Right? You can't say what don't, okay? You can't say, I'm literally reading what you say. You can't say what someone was called to. How dare you? I personally think that you are a good talk show host and wasn't called to that. But that is neither here nor there, because who am I to say what you were called to? But if you would read and have a very clear understanding of the rhythm of life that existed far before any of us was here, there is a foundational principle that exists. By their fruits. Come on, talk to me. By their fruits, externally identifying from one to another. Call no man good. By their fruits, you should know them. And I see fruits, grapes the size of watermelons, in Dr. Sand's life based upon an area that he has blossomed in like no one else. Why can I say that he's absolutely awesome in that? And the fruit politically is that 4 times he's winning in Elizabeth and won once to 2 novices. Can we say that? Is it fair? This is just facts. This is just unequivocal information accessible to all of us out here. By their fruits. You fighting me. Let's go. It says, Howard, the only expectation you can get from these politicians is disappointment. That's crazy. It says, the idea of bodies viewing at political headquarters is outdated. Dr. Sands is a long game guy. He thinks like the Chinese, and he is an awesome politician. Okay. He says, my God, Howard, if this is not victimization, then one thing is for certain. To move was not made with the concept of country first. So now party and minister before country. So text is coming through. All right. Let's be able to read these things, guys. The lines are wide open. Let me take the telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, Howard.
Hey.
I want to ask you a question concerning something. Eh?
Go ahead.
Okay. This gentleman, who they were speaking about on a Max Talk show, when Cooperman.
First and foremost, I ain't listen to talk show, so I know who these people is.
Okay. Well, listen to this. Had you ever asked a question like, where do the money go after election?
What money?
The money for the country's money, man. The money what they call for budget and stuff. What money?
I have to know what money you're talking about. I appreciate the telephone call. I don't know what money you're talking about. And I don't have the proximity to any budgetary information to give. I could tell you what has been said over the years. I could tell you where every time a political organization comes in, and just like the former Prime Minister Ingram would say that the cookie jar, it's no cookies in the cookie jar. I could tell you that. But in terms of accountability about the spending and identifying those particular things, I can't answer that information. I could tell you accusation. I could make all these assumptions, but would I be right to do so? It's bananas. Let's take this quick commercial break, guys. Get to news and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. It's a hump day, guys, hump day out there. I don't know, I heard somebody say they don't believe in hump day. I don't understand. Okay, so the concept for me, what I understood it to be, is that we're getting over the hump of the initial few days of the week. And as we get to the pinnacle, which is the hill, right? The hump. Then we can look down and say, okay, it's a smooth ride to the weekend. Because that's the objective. We want to be to the weekend, right? We want to be able to get our time off and not necessarily commit all the time to Pharaoh. So we'd be looking forward to that. So this is the hump. We've reached that pinnacle, that point. We could see ourselves clear. The shoreline is there. We're moving towards Friday. We're moving towards Thursday, Friday, and Saturday when we could be able to get some good time to ourselves and some conch salad for our significant other or the nag in our lives. That's just supposed to be very clear about this thing. Praise Jesus, right? So, guys, be able to give us a call. Just be able to give us a call, right? Be a part of the conversation. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Is a couple, well, you know, if you're just tuning in, I try to be as decent as possible today, but something popped out in my spirit. I didn't like the approach. And then I see it as denigration in politics. This is me. And if you don't agree, then call me. We can talk about it. It'd be decent, right? I don't agree. I don't agree with this sort of segregation. And the papers today, you make sure you pick up a Guardian newspaper and you can be able to see all that information's in there. If you want to be able to talk about what's been happening, man, toddler dead, It's an unusual event. I agree with that. Strong support for the Bohemians being allowed at gambling. Okay, we're not going to touch that. But I saw something in the Tribune paper, front page, that I thought was peculiar. And the Tribune actually gives reference to The Guardian, indicating that this is a story that they picked up from The Guardian. And Sands accused the government of victimizing women. And they started to talk about these things. This is officials, including Alfred Sayers, and the new immigration minister did not confirm the move. This was the move talking about Director of Immigration, Acting Director of Immigration, Keturah Ferguson, is alleged to be placed on leave and then retired from the former Director of Immigration, William Pratt. He's going to be taking over, right? And so the Free National Movement chairman, Duane Sands, accused the government of systematically terminating women in the civil servants, and civil servants, calling it an example of Davis's administration assault on women. I thought that was, for me, in the face of it, in the time and dispensation that we live, in an environment that is perpetually charged with political malarkey, to add to the fray, I thought it was irresponsible and not necessarily justifiable. Especially if we look at the contrast of what political organizations, not in yesteryear, in the most recent administration would have done to women, that had initially hugged their neck and been able to lift their hands to women, we would have seen the exact same thing. So the concept that I have, and I continue to be able to hold steadfast to, is sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. That's a concept that I have. That if I'm going to levy allegations and accusations, I did this before. And I've been a fairly big guy all my life. And if you watch the movie Ray with Ray Charles, with Jamie Foxx, there is something that rang true, that when I heard it, I automatically knew that this was a part of my life for a very long time. That after Ray fell into the bucket, right, and he became blind. You remember the one? You watched the movie? Watch the movie? So after Ray fell into the bucket, maybe it was chlorine or whatever, and he became blind, right? And he came out, and he was his sight was just deteriorating. And as he continued to be able to do that, his mother helped him every way she could, gave him the hollow shoes, told him how to be able to check for his environment, and say, boy, don't you be no cripple. Don't you let people call you no cripple. That's one of the things that I carried my whole life. That no matter my size, that I needed to be able to participate. And anyone knows me from 8 Mile Rock, know I was in everything. You can't play ball better than me. Talk to me, I tell you the truth. Oh, how would you set up? No, I could be a god. I out here doing big things. Trust me, I bought this thing. This is me, I can do this. There ain't no softball I wasn't playing. There ain't no baseball I wasn't playing. There ain't no volleyball I wasn't playing. I made it one thing I didn't succeed in. They made fun of us in the fifth grade, right? Fifth grade, modern down school. They put me and the next big fella named Jackson. They say, you're the race. I couldn't win the race. I couldn't. I couldn't run. So the 100 ain't me. I can't run the 100, yeah, but I try. I'm going to participate. And then the next thing they used to do the cartwheels and flip. I could never flip. Right? But I could play some marbles. I'll marble you down to the ground. Yes, I'm saying. You just got to know where you fit in. But that shouldn't stop you from participation, to understand your own personal SWOT analysis, your strengths, your weaknesses, the opportunities and the threats that exist. I've never allowed my size to keep me from anything. And as a result of me always knowing that I'm a big guy, I understood how people could be cruel to you sometimes. I sharpened my tongue. So you can't diss me and think you can get away with that. We can deal with it quick. Bop. We from 8 Mile Rock, we learn to do this quickly. My point to you is this. When you find yourself in these kind of positions and you have to strengthen yourself as you move forward, you have to know how to be able to deal with other persons. I never
ever look to discriminate or speak disparagingly to persons who I know may be having a, you know, a little issue in their lives. So I never look at you and say, whatever this issue is, maybe you have horrible teeth. Maybe you don't have no teeth in front of your mouth. I don't know, right? Maybe your hair was falling out when we was 11. I don't know, whatever these things is. But I've made it a part of my life to identify the positive attribute of your life, of you. And if I have to say something, I will say something nice to you. Now, when rowdy come, we cussing. But if I have to say something to you in the onset as an introduction, not because I'm a nice guy, it's because I know what it is to travail these issues. And so you learn to be a decent human being and live and let live. That's what you learn. I've learned to live and to let live. If I can't provide you with an encouraging word, then I don't say nothing. And sometimes encouragement comes in the form of critical, you know, constructive criticism. Constructive. I don't want to destroy you. I want you to be able to build up. This conversation today is not about decimation. And I don't want you to take it that way. What is decimating and deteriorating and continuing to be able to be absolutely deplorable is the mindset associated with our politics. A mindset that continues to be able to perpetuate the idea of a Bradley Roberts brand of politics. Remember Bradley Roberts? His tenacious, vivacious approach to politics, his quick, loud approach to be able, that was his brand, and that was accepted for the time. But somebody can have to read something by now. Not just saying that he didn't. That was, he identified this particular brand and approach of politics, and it worked for him for that dispensation. That cannot work now. And for anyone who's trying to do that now, you would find yourself on the outskirts looking in. Because young people ain't taking that foolishness. They ain't. And these are your voters for tomorrow. These are your voters. They expect you to have that kind of a poise, that calm, that critical thinking to participate for national growth and development. They expect that from you. They expect to see leadership from you. For me, this is not leadership. This is much more of the same, leading us down a path of yesteryear to the results that we've already seen, a result of stagnation, a result of separation, a result of rejection of your political organization or you as an individual. There are some people in politics who've learned. And that's why I keep telling you, mentorship is extremely important in politics. You do an absolute disservice to politics if your aspirations is always to be at the forefront. You've already expelled your time, brother. And with the little breath that you have left, you should be able to speak life into the next dispensation of politics. They keep running back to Maurice Moore to ask him whether or not you support Maurice. Maurice, I know you're still here with us, eh? Let me ask you a question, Maurice. Stop it. Does your party doesn't have the conviction and strength enough to be able to say, this is where we stand and this is where we go, and you need to be able to have... Young voters don't even know who Maurice Moore is. All you're doing is to appease a generation that still exists that can remember Maurice Moore. Who are you attracting? That's all I'm asking. This posture of politics, who are you attracting? Is this even about tomorrow? 60% of voters, 60% approval of a spectrum of 500 people approved for the prime minister. How much of these people even know the prime minister? How much? Y'all keep jiving with the Bahamian people, man. All this is political malarkey. And you really don't want to move forward. I say that with the greatest degree of respect. You do not want to move forward. You want to be able to stay steadfast, nestled, and comforted in this position of old-time politics. You don't want to learn nothing. You don't want to grow nowhere. You don't want to go nowhere. You don't want to reach no one. We have to change the system. We have to, man. And changing the system is changing the mindset, and it starts with us. There's no expectation that someone else will do it. It starts with me. Decency starts with me. You cannot just regurgitate what was said yesterday and expect it to be okay. Well, the fella said yesterday, it's all right. No, bala. When I was young, my old man used to cut my behind. I told you all this before. I love him. They see me fighting. I'm simply saying. There's somebody sending me a text. I can read the text right now. My old man used to cut my behind. And he come from a time and an era where cut behind meant discipline. But I grew and matured, and I was reading, and I understood much earlier. And I had critical thinking that lived with me from when I was a child. And I understood something. I keep asking myself, why? Why did this man beat me today? And I understood that I cannot extract discipline from my children when I get my children. But I had to accompany explanation with whatever capital punishment I levy upon my children. Because without explanation, it is called abuse. That's what I learned as time evolved. Not that he was abusive, intentionally. But without explanation, if you just run upon the child and deal with them accordingly to your mind, without explanation, it is abuse. Because people need to know why you're whipping me, brother. Why are you whipping me? Because of boom, boom, boom. Your mother used to do it. And I tell you not to go down. Every time she talk, you get a little whip. I tell you. If you're out there and you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Right? But we got to be very clear about this. With an evolving society, with an evolving mindset, as we continue to be able to move with a steadfast, determined nature into the future, whether we like it or not, we're moving forward, baby. The only issue is we ain't moving upward and onward, and we definitely need to get it, but we're moving forward. How, when we get there, we look around and say, my God, we barely made it. And that's because of a lack of evolution. We have not evolved our politics. We have not evolved our approach to be able to deal with some things. We have not acknowledged the next generation, their insight, their capability, their articulation, their exposure. We still see them as little children. We expect them to vote accordingly, but we do not acknowledge their capability. And we're seeing more of the exact same thing come out of each political organization. Y'all need to stop. Lines are open. Be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Maybe not discrimination of women, but certainly victimization. You can't be comfortable with the treatment of Ferguson for pointing out glaring irregularities. I'm not, absolutely not comfortable. Is that what you gathered? That Howard is content that the PLP is firing people? Is that what you gathered? That's not what is going on here. In fact, this should have been the beginning of this press release. I am absolutely uncomfortable with the treatment of Ferguson, Director Ferguson, because of the glaring irregularities that exist within the PLP administration. That should have been headlines. That's different than what's saying here. That's not what's being said here. You see what's being said here? Sands accused government of victimizing women. That's what's said here. It's two different things. The way that you approach language and how you deal with that is a whole different thing. Telephone call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, I rate you, man. I rate you. To God be all the glory.
Praise God.
We made the wake-up list this morning, which is foremost most important.
My God.
All of the above.
We
mentioned.
Here. Praise God.
Yeah. No, I just want to say that from my perspective, my mom, she was a disciplinary. She is still alive. You know who this is, right?
Yeah, I know who this is.
Uh-huh.
You didn't want me to call you
the
name
on
the government.
And was a disciplinary single mother.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't get away with nothing, especially me. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can try test you,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I'm grateful for the mothers. I just want to throw a plug in for the single mothers out there,
mm-hmm.
who are trying to keep it together. I want to throw a plug in for the men that feel cascaded, whatever that word may be,
mm-hmm.
You know, who feel like they have no purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we have to speak life. We have to speak life to our nation, into the nation, because a lot of people are going through so much post-corona, the economic problems that we have, and we just have to continue to encourage each other.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. So we just got to keep that. If we could keep that going and try to lift up each other, I think we'll have a better country. It doesn't matter who you are or who you think you are. You know, just try to be a child of the Most High God.
I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, buddy. We're linked.
Okay, bye-bye. Baby girl.
Thank you for being able to do it.
Absolutely, baby. Thank you so much. That's my girl. She calling me back. I surprised she didn't tell me nothing but DNA. Praise God. But listen, I think the word you were looking for is castrated. And I'm hoping men don't feel castrated out there. But I appreciate your plug. And that, I mean, sometimes it's tough love. But the truth of the matter is that the language of our politics needs to change in this country. I tell you, you're jiving, man. I tell you, we could see what you're doing. We could see you. We could see, we could see you. Do you know that we could see you? We could see that there are two campaigns coming out of the PLP. We could see you. We could see that you are levying a strategic campaign locally to be able to suffice and to be able to ensure that you could quench the desire of all those particular persons who are looking for jobs. We could see you. We could see you being able to articulate and give good posture for that. We could see you. But simultaneously, we identify that there is a different campaign going out globally. A campaign that's being led with a banner of climate change. A rejuvenating banner about what needs to happen when it comes to climate change, when it comes to the blue economy. That is two campaigns. That is two campaigns. And for all those persons who continue to be able to text in about the prime minister not here, how he could be here campaigning? It's a different campaign entirely. Those persons locally, they commit themselves to this particular campaign. Yeah, all right, listen, we got to tell them about jobs. We got to tell them we got money coming down. We got to tell them it's stuff in the pipeline. We got to tell them we're doing all the heavy lifting. We can tell them we can wipe all the tears from every eye. This is what we can tell them. You know what? Listen, this is the agenda. I got to go, eh? There's another agenda that we're on. We can see you. And if there is not a concerted effort, emphasis from the body politics in this country to be able to pour back into the Bahamian people who are still broke. This ain't a glass half full, half empty. You could see that we only running off of 18%. 18% the vitality that exists within the Bahamian people. And we grow, that's building up. Because we is at 9% in 2021 in September. We jump 8% September 21st. That day, we say, "Woo, my God, it was a shot in the arm." That was our B12, getting rid of former Prime Minister Minnis. That was the B12 for our society. But now we really got to get to work. And this kind of language ain't helping us. This ain't helping us. Let me see if I can read the next text. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to give me a call. This is Howard. You are like to think of these junior and senior students as little harmless kids, but y'all don't know until y'all deal with them on a regular. Then you realize that they don't respond well to nice, calm, responsible words and approaches. And that's why police approach adults like that stupid cuss these kids pick up, these behaviors and attitude front the dysfunctional adults and from, I suppose you mean, from the dysfunctional adults and situations of their environment. On the other hand, I don't like the gender discrimination police show to boys, so I am in the middle. Personally, I think we need all schools to be real military. We can live in schools, and this is that's how to be able to solve it. Now, I can be very clear with you. If you call me and tell me my son or my daughter do such and such and such, I have to assess within myself, did they see that in my home? Because we don't do enough introspection. People move with emotion, especially a lot of single mothers in our country, based upon the stories that we see come to the forefront. You move first with emotion. You ain't think about nothing. You're emotional. And based upon your emotion, you, boom, that's your fuel. You move on emotion. Men, not necessarily. We won't move on logic. What happened? What the little boy do? What the little girl do? What was the scenario? What this, what that? And then when you lay everything on the table, then we take action. The issue is there is not enough introspection from those persons who seek to lash out at authority. There's also not enough discipline within authority to understand their position and their responsibility, not to serve themselves or to serve their department, but to serve the people. Clearly, talk to me. Someone say something. The Royal Bahamas Police Force, Defense Force, and others were not designed to be able to serve themselves. They are here and fed by the taxpayers' money to ensure that you serve the people. But conditioning over the years has created this mindset where there is this internal autonomy and commitment. That's why some people call it a gang. Not that I'm saying that's what it is. I'm saying to you, based upon your commitment and your service and your professional approach, we know where your allegiance lies. You're relentlessly professional to your internal colleagues, to all the rank and squad that exists within your departments. Yeah, you always stand up whenever they come in. You can give them you salute them accordingly, whatever you do. That's internal respect that you acquire, that you will learn, you condition to understand this is where the authority lies. And then you come out on the street and you cuss mama them out. Now, I'm putting everybody in the bucket. I'm saying to you, the stories that come to the forefront is as a result of a lack of care and concern, respect. Customer service need to be taught all across this island. So I cannot say the child is wrong or the police officer is wrong. All of you is wrong. All of us wrong. All of us. All of us are wrong. We are wrong. Because no one is teaching us the value of another human being's life. We've been conditioned to see people as expendable. We throw them away like tissue after we're done with it and flush them. That's the value of people. You're only good for as long as you could be able to serve my desires. And after you can't serve my desires no more, I'm done with you. Our society needs to change, man. All this sleeping in that's spilling into our politics, that's spilling into our churches, that's spilling into our homes, that's spilling into every subsector of our society. And there could be no expectation that because somebody pronounced something and you're uncomfortable, that it could change everything. You only want people to say things that's comfortable to you. You're not willing to do the work of introspection to get on the path for growth. How we can fix that? Let's fix it. Let me take this telephone call before I go to break. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
Yeah, I didn't hear your show from the initial, right? But the thing is, for the growth, right, it has to be self-actualization.
Mm-hmm.
Introspection, right?
Mm-hmm.
See if I can talk slow today. But you know, Howard, a nation of cowards or a nation of sheep will inherit a government of wolves.
Mm-mm.
So we know the collective is footing the bill, but really the culprits in this social dilemma we're in, right, the schisms, is the political goons who adhere like negative and positive during the process of electrolysis, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't help themselves. And so when you look at the situation, it's no one else to blame but people who sit by and watch the countries sink
mm-hmm.
and don't speak what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an article came up on my chat group, and this lady is a nurse, and she's a nice person. And she said that a nurse called somebody crying, a close family member said that, this is what I'm quoting here. And so she said that out of the 20 babies born on a particular date, 18 were Haitians, okay? So that would obviously mean they wouldn't be Haitian Bahamians mixed up with the names, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is the Bahamian people have no more rights now, and so I don't look at it as a local imposition. People are always saying that we are all Africans. Yes, we are all Africans, but we should mind the migrants of that, because they're always saying they're smarter than this and that is more of us than them. We should remind them of that. So when we look at the hijacking of the Constitution, the hijacking of sovereignty and human rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Howard, really and truly, I'm going to have to share some information with you offline.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Howard, if I was following global agendas for 34 years now, no one could really be on my par because I haven't heard anybody say they came on the radio and said that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is no joke here.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the global agenda, what's going on in Chicago, what's going on in New York, what's going on in India, you saw what's going on in India, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see it, right, Howard?
No, I haven't paid attention.
I mean, what's going on in India is that the G Summit 20 meeting, they had displaced, they had destroyed 25 shanty towns. And then they destroyed vendor stores, et cetera. They impoverished in the inner city. They got rid of the monkeys and the stray dogs of the streets in order to impress Massa.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so, you know, I respect President Modi, right? Because, you know, India is obviously at the forefront. And I have a Indian person who I deal with, who's the first person that I know to bring a letter, real letter, into the country because I do a poetry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's very nice and kind and all of that. But I'm sorry for this country, Howard, because people like me like are being silenced because I'm not in the status quo and I don't be in the know. But you see, the thing is, I don't care to be known, you know. A lot of people who know me, they could tell you that. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine has asked me to take a picture for the high school child, and I was reluctant, and she, it is only because I know her brothers, and, you know, just not enough love, you know what I mean? I'm not looking for this. As a matter of fact, Howard, if I could get a big speaker and float in the sky, that would be my job. Everybody has a calling, you know.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is politicians and political pomp and pageantry will be the order of the day. And so you have to understand the slave masters are so wise, right? They have created a situation via incremental socialization, I mean social engineering, right, to allow us, you know, I'll share this with you, Howard, because I respect you, right? I saw a friend, and you know, I was in the Fox Hill, I ran up in the area by the old man house, right, and so I was talking to a friend, and I was asking about a few little young guys that I had grown up and I had known, and he was telling me all of them dead, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're killing out one another.
Mm.
We don't even know if we're related to one another, so I'm trying to find out how did this arrive, that this is really bunch of BS going in. Nobody cares, right? But me, who is the reason why God allowed me to see this? I need to have a personal chat with you. I could call up at least about 100 guys' name that I know.
I keep telling you, call me. Let me come by your shop.
You know why? Because I'm suffering, right, Howard? Yeah, but I mean, I'm suffering, right? So when I call, I like to enlighten the public. You know, a lot of people, they sit up in these ivory towers and they praise the powers that shouldn't be. But the world is suffering, right? So Klaus Schwab was very clairvoyant as to the imposition of tyranny. Because he said in his book, they'll prepare for an angrier world. But now, you know, because I was following global agendas, I have an idea why he said that a couple of years before it happened. It's happening, you see? So we have the pundits and we have everybody sitting around wondering and wallowing and don't want to disclose the truth to the masses because it benefits. Who does it benefit to keep the masses ignorant, Mr. Grant?
Mm.
The status quo.
That's it.
And those that know.
I appreciate you, man.
Even so, my mind is suffering because even before the pandemic, something that they call the big event
mm-hmm.
that was held at John Hopkins University. That always seems to be the center of all the data displayed and all that. So in this meeting, I saw Bill Gates sitting, John Inglesby, if I pronounce it correctly, and the leader, the chief of the China CDC in 2009, okay? Yeah, so, you know, that's all I can say. But
wow.
I urge people to listen to the words that come out of my foul mouth. Okay, because nobody respects anybody on the plantation once you're black. You see? But we love Massa.
Wow.
We love what he thinks of us. And we're still worrying, but apparently Massa is so wise, he has gotten us, right, to carry out negative eugenics, which is the killer of ourselves. Give thanks.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take a commercial break and get to these things. Let me read this text before we go. It says, Howard, me and my grandpa walk past some of the school kids, no older than 10, and two little girls say, what the F? Big F. And I was looking at them. And I don't want you. I was lost for words. This is a text that's coming through. You know what's crazy? Is that we learn that over generations. I have no more respect for our elders. Maybe somewhere in their little, immature, developing minds, they realize that our elders never had respect for our society. Let's talk about when we get back. Take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
At Popeyes, get the chicken sandwich you love, but make it blackened. Marinated in Popeyes blackened seasoning, that is. Our new juicy filet is fried to perfection without the breading, served on a toasted brioche bun. Try it today as a combo or a la carte. Don't forget to choose your level of spice today at any one of our three locations.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Don't spend hours sending individual messages to your customers. Use SMS messaging instead. With Cable Bahamas Business Solutions SMS messaging, you can send personalized messages to hundreds or even thousands of recipients instantly. It's quick, effortless, and cost-effective. Plus, it ensures that your messages are delivered directly to your customer's cellular phones, guaranteeing higher engagement. Save time and boost your outreach with SMS bulk messaging. Call Cable Bahamas Business Solutions at 601-8911 in Nassau or 602-8811 in the Family Islands.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, chopping this thing down today. Talk to me. We're here live and in full effect. Be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720, or hit me at 422-4796. My show's going to be a little different. Listen, baby, I mean, let's just be very clear. You know the traditional talk show in the country. You know that they can be able to perpetuate and stretch out far and wide whatever this issue is. You know that they can provide you contrast to these particular issues and say that this issue exists and give you a blow-by-blow detail of every time that proverbial can was kicked down the road throughout the length and breadth of our independence. You know this is what people do. That has been the nature of the thing. You know that condemnation, sometimes you could hear it in the voice of those persons who sit behind the mic. I just want to find solutions, man. I really don't care about this can. It could be a can. It could be a bucket. I don't care. There's a hole in my bucket there, Liza. Are we going to sit that song and talk about that all day? There's a hole in our bucket there, Liza. There, Liza. Is that what we're going to do? You think I can sit down and sing with a hole in my bucket all day, all day, all day? I need to know how to fix it. Let's talk about this. So we identify the hole, the proverbial hole, and the issue, the gaping issue that continues to be able to separate and segregate us from our purpose, the call that we've been called to, the forward, upward, onward, together, the unity, the acceleration, the ascent. Forward, upward, onward. The perpetual push, the drive, the wind beneath our wings. We only go in forward naturally. Naturally. My son says to me, well, Daddy, you know, I didn't know that a car used to go forward by itself. That the gas was only designed to accelerate the car, but the car naturally going forward. Come on, man. You have to understand these things. We are naturally, based upon our gravitational push and pull, the tug, the natural inclination after every time the sun go down and come up, we're moving forward into the future, getting older every day. But some of us ain't getting smarter. We ain't getting wiser. There's no introspection. There's no identification of the courses that we can take for growth. There's only existence. We call that the other day survival. We have to get out of survivor's mode. And I know the word of God said that the poor would always be amongst you, but we got 7 point some billion other people that could be poor. We ain't got no more time for that. The 400,000 of us, including the visitors that joined our country, we are rich. We have to start to act like it. And we have to change our language, our posture and position, and watch the blessings come to this country. We can't keep acting like immature leaders, non-developed leaders, rejecting the concept and idea of what it means to be a statesman. And being able to pick up the torch of a particular brand that Bahamians or the electorate respond to at one point. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing? C. Allen Johnson.
What's up, C. Allen?
Yeah, just a couple of points. I don't want to debate this part with you, right? But I kind of disagree with you with this habit we have of looking back where we say, how dare you accuse me of rape because you've been accused of something similar, as opposed to saying, it's good that you recognize that even what you did in the past is wrong, and what are we going to do to make sure it doesn't occur again going forward? Mm-hmm. You know, so the concept of this, that we both begin to recognize that what we have done before doesn't work, mm-hmm. and it isn't progressive or usable, unless now that You saw it when I was in opposition and when I was in government. Now I'm in opposition. I finally see what you're talking about. So now we both recognize that what are we going to do to stop it? Mm-hmm. Okay? But I just want to talk to you about a couple of points you talked about. Just let me touch what 52 said, right, about immigration. You know, the Bahamas need a population of almost 1 million to 1.5 million to fully thrive in the immediate. The problem is, just use Singapore as an example, 6 million people, 2 million citizens, 4 million foreigners. They are not afraid of losing. There's a reason for that. Their sovereignty. Qatar seem proportionate, right? So, you know, you can imagine a country with 4 million foreigners in your country. You think they're having babies and doing sex and all these other things, and of course they are. But why aren't they concerned? Because they have sensible immigration legislation, policies, procedures, process, and programs that actually protect their sovereignty. They also have an immigration program that sets limits concerning the blend of citizens based on their need coming from a country and the skill set of those individuals from their country. Now, you know, in the Bahamas, very easily, we have maybe 10,000 farmers permit or whatever you want to call it, right? Mm-hmm. How many farms do we have? Okay, guys, a farmer, but he gets up in the morning, get dressed for construction. So the point of that is that we don't have policies that lays out what we need for the development of the country, where we have a definition of the skill set we need. And that skill set actually reduces, what we expect to import is reduced by virtue as to transfer those skills into Bahamian. So now we may have let in 5,000 masons, but now we only need 3,000. The skill set has already been transferred now into 2,000 over a number of years or whatever. And that's what happened. But we have an open-door policy where you could come in here and buy citizenship. You know what it is? We give you a job, and you save up enough money, and then if you stay up for 10 years, you can now own the country because we'll sell you the citizenship. No true contributions to anything of that sort. We have an argument concerning we must educate people, but we recognize, we like to talk about all these international agreements, but we don't recognize the international agreement. Just like in the U.S. and other places, you must guarantee access to education. It didn't say free.
Wow.
You need guaranteed access to medical. It didn't say free. You know, so so these are things in balance in a thing. And the reason why I said it is you're talking about how we build for the future. We've been building shantytown of a country, and this is why we're having shantytown of policies and programs and et cetera. And so you talk about the prime minister who have internationally is selling this concept of the aquamarine, green, blue, orange, climate, and carbon economies. Every single one of them have it. Google it. Will become a multi-trillion dollar economy by 2030 or shortly after.
I know.
So the question then is, if these are the tenets of our economic development, where is the strategy for inclusion and even preparation five and 10 years down the road?
Internal
so
strategy.
To send people off to school to know what it is that we need.
Yes.
We're talking about showing up the Bahamas and everything else.
Yes.
We talk about these wonderful colors, the green and orange economy. They've been talking about it before election, through election. Where's the strategy for rolling these out and the economic pitches? Now, you from Grand Bahama, 25 years, I would take 25 years away from you, right? And you hear them talking about shelters.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen one yet?
Not one.
Have the school being built
to
be used as a shelter?
And
even
guess
though
what?
We're building new schools?
The shelters that they use in Grand Bahamas, they got more cracks running through the bell course than you can shake a stick at.
And that, right. But I'm saying is we're building. We have foreigners that's coming into the country and build one or two. But here's the point, is that we have no strategy because then those same foreigners who is raising those money internationally is raising it using us as the name, as their appointment. But we have our NGOs and everything sucking from the same cup, drinking from the same cup, and none of them have a strategy for international access. And this is where, like, the concept of tokenization, digitization, and digitalization comes in. And so, essentially, you heard Mr. Gavin Bowe, who said that financial services is dead. I've been saying that for a number of years, for digitalization, right? And that's our middle class. The same thing with tourism and whatever else.
Yeah.
It is shrinking in its definition, but expanding in the most minute way, just in the numbers, but not in the economic impact.
Yeah.
And the question is, when are we going to recognize that we are 22 plus years into the 21st century and the school and the skill set? Do you know in 2004, Facebook didn't exist and a lot of these things we take for granted? All of those came about 3 years, 4 years into the 21st century. These are not tools of our existence.
Wow.
Okay? And we are not seeing explicit use. We're struggling with putting up with cameras, minuscule things. What we're struggling with as a country is the consumerism aspect of technology, and we're not having the conversation of the back office.
Wow. See, Alan, I got to let you go. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much for your commitment to these particular things. We have to have an expansive conversation. I don't know if it's going to be before or after I come back from China to talk about these things. To touch on what Gowan Bo has said, also the home insurance challenges impacting new mortgage approvals. So he said there is likely to be stagnation in the growth of banks' mortgage portfolio in this country if this country is not able to provide insurance for home purchasers and constructions. This is heavy stuff. Things are changing left, right, and center. Things are changing right before our very eyes, and we keep trying to do the same old, same old. Take a next telephone call. Call on the line with Zai. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Okay, let me see if I can be able to do this. It says, let me read a couple of these. It says, Howard, the PRP is a failure. There is absolutely nothing that they can do to convince us otherwise. They don't have our best interests at heart. And it shows. You can pretend to love me, but keep sneaking to see me only at night. Suck at my teeth. You don't love me. I'm a side piece only. That's us, a side piece for voting only. We are not a top priority or wife material. I don't think we should just relegate that or kind of just shove it on the PLP. I think that is across politics in this country. We are used with a purpose to be able to give them an opportunity to ascend to their dreams and hopes. Talk to me. Let's be very clear about it. Telephone caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Great. I just want to talk about the political situation and our dearth or lack of leadership in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing to me how we keep treading water. You know, I don't know, because I've spoken to many politicians on both sides, FNM and PLP and DNA, and the Constitution Party and all that. That people really have good intentions for this country, you know. But as soon as they get into office, it seems like the conditioning or the indoctrination that they go through, it contaminates them. And so I don't know what we're going to do, but maybe it's the system we need to overthrow. Maybe it's the system we need to revamp or something. But I remember Dr. Sands, when Dr. Sands came out, right? Dr. Sands had all kinds of clever ideas. I mean, I'm not the establishment, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. But as soon as he get in office, he's just like one of them. He talks like just like one of them. And I'm not picking on him particularly, because I'm old enough. I'm 61 years old. I am old enough to have seen people transition from public life, I mean from private life and being professional people, and they go into politics, and they get what I call contamination, because my background is medical. So I see them become contaminated. They become diseased by the process, you know. And at some point, I don't know, maybe we need to change the system.
What about, since you say your background is medical, what about the former prime minister, Minnis? Has he suffered the same contamination?
Absolutely.
You're wilding out right now.
In fact, he has the megalomaniacal form of it.
Oh my God! So ground zero with him.
He has a combined megalomania and narcissism. Okay.
Really? That sounds like a big germ. You need this.
Contaminated, brother. So, I see all of them go through it. I've been around long enough to see it. And the only conclusion I can come to, because I do diagnosis, the only thing I can come up with is that it's the system itself that contaminates these people, because these people come into the system clean, politically speaking, clean. And as soon as they get there, they lose everything that they were talking about. And Bahamian people can attest to that.
Wow, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. You are so very true. I've always viewed, because there always has to be sort of a bad apple. And sometimes that bad apple could be the ground zero of the contaminant in the system that spread throughout the length and breadth that we see in individuals. And so we've been for a very long time trying to figure out where this bad apple is. You're doing a lot. Let's be able to talk about this. It says, we got a couple minutes before we get out of here. It says, Mr. Grant, the penalty for the actions of lawlessness is severely imbalanced. Therefore, recidivism seems to be merely a merry-go-round, as lawless persons know that they are only going to get a slap on the wrist as a consequence. The laws of this country need to be upheld despite whose cousin, friend, uncle are criminals. I agree with you 100%. Let me see if I can be able to read a couple more of these. It says, Howard, start your own pod. Listen to me. Let me read that, right? It says, Howard, here's a powerful line from the movie Ray. Ray's mother told him he lost his sight and not his mind. It's important that we know that we as a people have not lost our minds. We may have lost our sight. It says, we'll fix it there, Henry. You couldn't wait to text that, right? So there's a text coming through. See if we can read a couple more. There's a good afternoon, Howard. The new credit bureau is hurting new mortgage clients now more than ever. It says, I've seen items from over 20 years ago cause someone not to get a mortgage. This alone was extremely high closing costs, inclusive of insurance. It's a killer. As the text is coming through, it says contamination. What a perfect word for what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the show for today. Can I take a 28 seconds? Let me see if I can take 28 seconds. Caller, you on the line. It's 1:59. Caller, you on the line. Go ahead. I can let you go. Go ahead, caller. It's 1:59.
Yes, sir. I just want to ask a question.
Go ahead, sir.
Do you think this mental stupor that the general public seems to be in was by design systematically to get us where we are now so that anything the government does, we just lay down and take it? We don't protest, not no real pressure. I'm thinking, is this systematic through our education and the puppet leaders that they put in position? What's your opinion?
I asked that question myself before, and it travels back to the stories that I've heard about the UBP and the UPP's desire to be able to acquire or retain leadership in this country after they formalized their party, and the conversations about how they gave out flour and gave out this and gave out that. The PLP, when they came in, did not take an example of a pre-organized UBP. They took the example of the organization of the UBP, and then they distributed the same thing, the same concept. That is where neocolonialism came from. So the systematic approach may be an offset of lazy politicians not understanding the importance of being able to empower people. And this is what we've seen perpetually throughout generations. Guys, it has been a great show today. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. If you want to be a part of that, please give me a call. 8270-111, 8270-111. I see the phone line blinking. We are flat out of time. I thank you so much for your participation. Thank you for being able to pour into this thing. It's been a great, great conversation. If anything to take away the concept and necessity for us to dive deeper into critical thinking and introspection. That is what's going to change this country. Think about yourself and understanding how we can get out of this and be able to deal with some critical thinking to move forward. Guys, the show today has been brought to you by all those beautiful persons that continue to be able to pour into us. If you want to be able to be a part of that, 8270111, or give us a call, 302-2300, The Foundation with Howard Grant, live and in full effect. We'll see you tomorrow. God spare, right here on 96.9 FM radio.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.